One of the girls at school wants me to prove that God exists, but I don't know what to say.
Now, you may not be able to prove it in the way that she wants, but you may be able to persuade her. I am so glad that you've taken some time to listen to Keys for Kids today. My name is Zach. You can see the evidence of God in His creation everywhere you look. The flowers, the birds, and all the things you see in nature have a creator. It's like it says in Psalm 19, verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands." Let's listen to our story. It's called, Who Made What? Della sighed as she sat on the porch steps, staring off into space. "What's wrong, honey?" asked her dad as he put down the garden hose. "This girl in my class, Raven, says there's no God," replied Della. "I told her there is, but she said, prove it. I didn't know how. We can't see God, so how could I give her proof?" Dad nodded. "You may not be able to prove it to her satisfaction, but there are things she can see that may convince her of the truth. Come with me." Della stood up and followed her dad into the house. In the dining room, he pointed at the embroidered tablecloth. "Who made this?"
"Grandma did," Della replied.
"What about this casserole in the oven?" asked Dad.
"Who put it there?"
"Mom did," Della answered. Dad nodded and removed a drawing of a flower from the refrigerator door. "Who made this?" Della grinned. "I drew that in art class." Dad smiled. "No matter what I point to in this room, somebody made it, right?"
"Right," said Della.
Dad took Della outside again and told her to look around. "What do you see?"
"I see the little birds in the trees," said Della,
"and the bumblebee on a pink rose, and I see the grass and the sky and the sun shining."
"And did they just appear there by themselves, or did somebody make them?"
"Somebody made them," replied Della. "God did."
"Yes, indeed He did," said Dad.
"Everything made has a maker. Even things made with human hands start with materials made by God. One way we know God exists is that our eyes see the things only God could make. The beauty and complexity of nature and our own bodies point to His existence and His love for us."
"I'll have to tell Raven about that," said Della.
"It might not change her mind, but hopefully it will give her something to think about," said Dad. "You can also pray for her and ask God to help her see that He's real and that He loves her." Dad nudged Della with his elbow. "You can ask Him to help you be a good friend to her so she can see His love in you too." Della grinned. "Okay, Dad, I'll do that." So what about you? Do you know anyone who doesn't believe in God? Even though you can't make people believe in God, you can point them to the truth that He exists and that He loves them. The Bible teaches that He is the creator of the universe and that He loves us so much He sent His Son Jesus to save us from sin. Point others to the greatness of God that's evident in His creation and let His love be evident in you. Our key verse is found in the Psalms, chapter 19, verse 1.
"The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of His hands."
And our key thought for today: creation points to God. I hope you enjoyed today's Keys for Kids story. We put these stories together to help you make a habit of spending time with God every day. When you grow up to be a teenager, you can keep it up with the Unlock Teen Devotional. It's like Keys for Kids with something to read every day, but it might be a story or a poem or maybe a journal entry from a teen just like you. Get a free printed copy of Unlocked sent straight to you at unlocked.org. As always, I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.